Cry, cry, darling. My eyes would cry and never dry if you should go. Cry. When shadows creep, I just weep all night. I know, you know how much I'd miss you if ever we should fight. Cry. You're the one that's in my
You are listening to Viva La Mock. Guess what? It is Friday, September 2nd. I am the Mockster, and it's time to kick into my little radio program.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Pansavar. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Could be a man or a woman. The guy is a person who knows everyone. A person who could help you. Where can they be found? Do they even exist around here anymore? Let's discuss.
There have been people throughout history who make introductions. You know the type. Their kind of efforts aren't always free. They'll want a favor someday for sure. But that kind of network has broken down in backwater places like this one right here. Music and art are dying and weak. No one supports you, they think you're a fool. 'Cause nowadays, you'll find that there isn't a guy. You're on your own, so why would you even try? A herd of clueless hipsters, that's what you've got. The only ones who talk to you don't know squat. Oh, 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 oh. Never a guy. Oh, 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 oh. You're here till you die. There's such meager choices in this crummy town. All that you want is someone who knows. But artists go elsewhere to thrive and succeed. And those who can help them follow their lead. 'Cause nowadays, You'll find that there isn't a guy, you're on your own. So why would you even try? A herd of clueless hipsters, that's what you've got. The only ones who talk to you don't know squat. Oh, 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 never a guy. Oh, 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 shout at the sky.
Sister,
I shall not
leave. facial heat beats like a drum deep in your veins. I'll
listen to me.
Q Lazarus lapping up that ret. No, Q Lazarus wrapping up that set. If I put all the letters in order of how they're supposed to be in the words, they make much more sense. Goodbye, horses. Before the Q Lazarus, how about Gerard McMahon? With a Lost in the Shadow. No, not Lost in the Shadows. I was talking Cry Little Sister. Cry Little Sister. Which we collectively, some of us know and recognize from the Lost Boys soundtrack. Played some newer music by Longboat with Never a Guy and start off the entire set with some Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed, my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to each and every Friday evening at this time. Unless this time is not a Friday evening, then it comes to you during an encore presentation, which is not on a Friday evening, normally. Maybe a Tuesday. A random Thursday, who knows? But if it is Friday, September 2nd, and you're going into your Labor Day weekend, you've got me live in the studio. Hanging out with you. Hey, speaking of Labor Day weekend, that's what we've got lined up for the show. Not exclusively. We're not going completely Labor Day weekend, but a lot of songs that I was inspired by labor. The songs about working, the working man, having a job, all those good things. We'll be like mixed throughout the evening. So if you're thinking of a song now, I normally don't do this, but if you're hanging tight for a Friday night show, and I say this because the encore shows, they cut off after 2 hours. The Friday night show goes a full four. At hour number three, we do a thing called the mock. And because it's Labor Day weekend, I'm actually mocking Labor Day. I found a bunch of songs with Labor Day in either the lyrics or the title of the song. So those songs will be played in the mock tonight. But if you know of a song that either could fit that, or you know of a song that is just about the working man, and you're like, hey, how about this classic little ditty about the working man? Let me know. 412-268-WRCT is how you can actually get a hold of me to let me know. 412-268-WRCT, or you can email me at WRCTRequest@gmail.com. A song that doesn't fit into any of those categories. Nope, not that one. That one might, but no, a song that doesn't fit into any of those categories. There it is. It's by Eugenius. It's the title track from their Uma Llama album from 1992. Yep, 1992. It's Eugenius. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. My name's Paul.
baby.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
Lord,
That's a working song, is it not? It's Devo doing their version of Working in a Coal Mine. Wrapping up that set of music here on 88.3 FM. Hey, speaking of working, from the Only a Lad album from Oingo Boingo, their song Capitalism. Then I played some brand new music by the Sparkle Jets UK, doing an Archie's cover. I did the song Sunshine. It's brand new release came out called We All Shine On, celebrating the music of 1970, which is a bunch of cover songs of songs that came out in 1970, and then start off the entire track with Eugenius and Uma Llama. You know, when someone's having a stroke, they might not be able to say it with words, because guess what? They're having a stroke. But their body language will actually tell you loud and clear that they're having this stroke. So look for FAST, F-A-S-T, F, the face is drooping. A, there's arm weakness. S, they have difficulty speaking. Speech is difficult. That's the S. And then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner that they get to the hospital, the sooner they're going to get treatment and make a remarkable, hopefully fast, recovery. So know those sudden signs, face, arm, speech, time to spot a stroke. It's FAST. For more information, you can go to the Stroke Association at strokeassociation.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and your good friends here at WRCT. I'm taking the request in stride. If you got a request, email me. Doug did. He challenged me. So we'll see. We'll see. But until then, let's get back to more songs that might be about working. From the Sound of Music album. The DBs were working for somebody else. Steve Lamont.
8 a.m. the alarm bell rings and I shake myself awake. Halfway to the kitchen when I ask myself, can there be some kind of mistake? 'Cause I'm working on somebody else's time. And I'm working for somebody else's dime. I used to have it all, but I lost it in the fall. Now I'm working for somebody else. And the hours are lousy, the boss is a creep, but the paycheck sure does help. And if I'm on the dock, I'm out like a shot. I don't take my word at home. Working for somebody else. Somebody else. Working for somebody else. There's no reason to be working for somebody else. Now this go on? I've been working too hard, too long for too little. Seems like every day is just about the same.
Stick his hands into my jeans. My girlfriend is a stripper in Abilene. She likes me to stay home and watch TV. She pays for my food. She likes to be rude. She undresses her friends for me. So
Lord, he really thinks that's cool. One of these days days I'm gonna blow my top and there's gonna be hell to pay. I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't a working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it.
It's a big job getting by with nine kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man, dang near all my life. Long as my two hands are fit to use, I drink my beer at a tavern and sing a little bit of these working man blues. But I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day, get tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, but I go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drink a little beer that evening, sing a little bit of these working man blues. Sometimes I think about leaving, did a little bumming around. Throw my bills out the window, catch me a train to another town. But I go back working. I got to buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drink my beer at a tavern and cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here come a working man.
Wrapping up that set of music with some working man blues, getting us into the Labor Day weekend. Speaking of work, David Allen Coe, take this job and shove it. I think to me that's the ultimate worker song. At least maybe in that set of music, I don't know. Also played some Bobby Bear Jr. with Why Do I Need a Job, and the DB started off the entire set, working for somebody else. Yeah, the whole show, I don't know. The whole show might be a lot of working songs, or all working songs as we get towards that Labor Day mock. But I got some other songs I want to play, so I'm not committing to it. But while I'm in this like mindset of the twang, I got to remind you that no matter when you roll out of bed, whiskey before breakfast will warm the cockles of your heart. So what you can do is join Mando Richard for Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio show. It's called Whiskey Before Breakfast. And yes, it's right here in WRCT, and it warms the cockles of your heart. Now, each week, he starts this show off on the liquored up side of the family. And then he wraps it up on the gospel side. So the redemption in the middle, is a mix of old favorites and new releases from all over that folk spectrum. Again, it's called Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's Wednesdays at 11 a.m. With Mando Richard right here on 883 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. You know me, I'm the Mockster. And if you don't, and you just tuned in and you're just finding out and you're like, I don't know what's going on. Hello, I'm the Mockster. I'm your host on a Friday night here on 883 FM WRCT. And I've got a hankering, I've got an itching, I've got a need sometimes to play cover songs. Sometimes it's because I would prefer not to play the original. Sometimes it's that. Other times it's because I really like the version. You decide. You decide which version, what I'm doing with this one. It's Johnny Lee.
Some days go on forever, and some days pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, and no damn well I won't. Working for a living. Working for a living.
Working for a living.
Working for a living. Living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. I'm not complaining cause I really need to work. But hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 car note, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living.
Working.
Working for a living.
Working for a living.
Working for a living. Living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving cause I'm working for a living.
Yeah, I'm just going to start that whole thing over again.
Now that your picture's in the paper being graphically admired, you can have it a one that you have ever desired. All you got to tell me now is why.
I hear something saying,
where don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying,
well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, whoa, whoa, my work is so hard. Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, party. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, party. Get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
You make me put it about this time. She gets me out of my bed and crying for a job. You're after breakfast every day. You know the one is in my way. I'm never able to say.
From 1957, that's the Silhouettes here on the Viva La Mock radio program telling you, get a job. Before the Silhouettes, Sam Cooke had a job for you. He had you working on the Chain Gang. Went back to My Aim Is True from Elvis Costello for Welcome to the Working Week. And then start the entire set from 1984, Johnny Lee put out an album called Working for a Living. Yeah, that was his cover of the Huey Lewis song, Working for a Living. Start off that entire set. It is the top of the hour here. Well, it's just about the top of the hour. It's enough for me to say it is just about the top of the hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. And I'll tell you a fun story. If you're listening to this show and it's not Friday, September 2nd, so you're listening to one of those infamous encore presentations of the Viva La Mock radio program, that last set of music sounded like any other set. Now, if you were listening on a Friday, yeah, you know the secret. That last set of music was a whole hot mess of something going on. I'm going to clean that up. I'm going to clean that up in post for the encore presentation. So it'll be smooth as a stick of butter. Hey, while I play oldie songs, I always have to get out of that mindset and remind you that if you want some oldies and some newies and some snark, you listen to a little program here on WRCT on Saturdays called Radio 9. Jay Thurber comes to you live from a hidden bomb shelter from World War II that he's converted into a radio station annex of WRCT out in McKeesport. But he does this show called Radio 9 from noon to 3. Again, it's oldies, it's newies. There's a little bit of snark in there. And it's right here in independent freeform radio, WRCT. Hey, don't forget, if you have a request, it doesn't have to be a working song. There's not a requirement in tonight's program to have a working song request. I do have a Labor Day mock coming up for those of you honored enough to listen to a four-hour edition of this show. That is coming up in 2 hours now. But in the meantime, if you have a request, wrctrequest@gmail.com is an easy way to get a hold of me. wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or like Duran did, he picked up the phone. He's like, I'm not afraid to use this thing. And he dialed 412-268-WRCT. And he admitted to me. He goes, hey, Mockster, I got to let you know, you're like one of the top five shows on WRCT that I like. Apparently, I was number six for a while, and something happened, and I moved into the top five, and I'm pretty excited about that. But he called up and said, you know what, Mockster? How about some Mick Jagger? Let's go back to the Primitive Cool album, and let's work. Some requested working songs here on Viva La Mock. It is 88.3 FM. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. This is Viva La Mock. Thanks so much for listening. No sitting down on your butt. The world don't.